Hello and welcome back to the Ten Pint Podcast. Where's Michael? No, we're here with me, Lucas Noble, and Beefham. Today we're going to have a little chat about the Champions League, the Europa League, and a few of the questions that the listeners have asked us.
I know, we were meant to have Matty with us, but...
Leeds Festival finished them off, didn't
no, they? No, 1-0 to Leeds Festival.
So this is dedicated to Matty McGordon now. So, first of all, the big news really, man. Group A, it's Ajax, Liverpool, Rangers, and Napoli. So what do you reckon of that?
I reckon that's a good group, mate. If I was a Liverpool fan, I'd be buzzing with that group, mate. Like, Rangers away, I'd be sick, wouldn't it?
Already like murder on Twitter and that, isn't it?
Oh, man, not like a war zone, ain't it, lads?
Do you reckon I'd be murder? when they're here?
Well, Ewan was chatting to me, he's already got the troops in that lead, lads.
Was he, yeah? Was that with his Irish flag?
No, I think it's the first time Liverpool and Rangers have played each other competitively, innit?
I think does that connection with Celtic... Is that a real connection, Liverpool and Celtic? Or is it just a fake thing? Because they sing You Never Walk Alone.
I don't know.
You understand that with clubs have like relationships? I'm sure West Brom and Rangers and Chelsea and Rangers have like one of these like weird relationship things. Who was in Europa League a few seasons ago that were fighting West Ham? Frankfurt.
I think it was some Lazio fans, but over.
They made it, like
West. Oh. I think Lazio fans were back on West Ham fans against Frankfurt or something. You know,
funny though. Anyway, going back to that, yeah. If I was a Liverpool fan, I think Ajax. That'd be sick, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
obvious reason, like going to Amsterdam, but then Napoli is the one where you think.
Looking at the group in terms of the quality of the teams,
yeah,
as well as like the trips you get there,
yeah.
You'd fancy your chances to qualify there. Like, Napoli, they're a good side, but you'd fancy yourselves at home against them.
Tough game away. I was saying that Napoli have quite a good record against Liverpool with that. Yeah. Memory serves me right there.
I think last time in the Champions League in the group, they beat them 2-0, but got beat 1-0 at Anfield.
Alisson made that save, and Van Dijk nearly broke Mertens' leg.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Madness, but, yeah. And then Ajax, they've obviously lost Antony, haven't they?
Is he signed for United now?
Yeah, 85 million, something like that.
Glazers out though, yeah.
What do you reckon on that signing?
I can't really say I've seen Antony play that much. Is he Brazilian?
Yeah.
I can't really say I've seen him much. What is he? What's he like? You seem to know.
I think he's a tricky winger.
Is he, yeah? An inverted winger.
Yeah, something like that. Nah, but there's a lot of hype around and obviously a big fee like that. Obviously, they've brought in Casemiro as well, so United will be happy.
See, I seen Souness on TalkSport saying he's never rated Casemiro. And he's saying anyone could knock the ball to Cruz and Modric, he was saying. To be honest though, I can't imagine Casemiro like playing. I don't know how to explain that. Yeah. Modric and Cruz, you can see them in your head. But with Casemiro, what does he do?
Do you know what's going to be interesting? Seeing him in like not a world-class side at United.
Yeah, I know. To be honest, like United, I know they beat Liverpool. We're recording this after... They beat Southampton 1-0 as well. I just can't see them. I still reckon they'll finish 5th or 6th. There's four better teams than them in the league.
Yeah, Arsenal are looking good, aren't they?
Arsenal are looking good. I'll be speaking about four, weren't we? That Gabriel winner. But when someone sticks it on Arsenal, that's when we'll see how good they are.
Yeah, I think obviously by the time this is out, I think they will have played Man United at the weekend. So that'll be a very, very interesting game.
Yeah.
But coming back to the topic of Champions League, in that group you'd fancy, I'd say Liverpool and Napoli to go through me, like.
Yeah, Liverpool and Napoli. I reckon Rangers would be the whipping boys, to be fair. But
yeah.
And then Napoli third, they'll go into Europa League. So then Group B, Porto, Atletico Madrid, Leverkusen and Club Brugge. That's quite an interesting group, to be fair. I reckon, I don't know, to be honest, I don't really know how good them teams are at the moment. Obviously, Atletico Madrid are always there or thereabout in the Champions League.
I just feel like Atletico Madrid, they win like every game, just like 1-0.
Yeah.
Proper shit, that was 1-0 win, and then they just end up through.
They always do alright against the British teams as well, I think.
Yeah, that's Simeone, he's a mad one, isn't he? I'd love to see him in the Prem.
I just can't, I reckon he'd be like Conte, a bit.
No, just imagine like all like the chaos he'd cause.
I just can't ever see him not being at Atletico Madrid.
Yeah, I can't imagine him being a ghost in the Premier League either. I don't know about
it's like
you.
That with Klopp, though. I can't ever see him at another club now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know, that's Simeone. He's got to come to the Premier League at some point.
Who do you reckon he manages? I don't reckon he'd go United. I think he needs a club that's like, I don't know.
Do you know what, right? It's
Liverpool.
I'm not saying he'll come to us for 1 minute, right?
Yeah.
But you know, like he'd suit us. Like we'd probably buzz off him, won't we?
I know, but so I'd rather have Mourinho on me.
Do you know what? No, I would never want Mourinho managing us, lad, because I love him. I'm not a lad, I love him. I don't want to, like, get to the stage where, like...
That video of Dele Alli the other day just emphasised that old boss Mourinho was.
Oh, lad. Yeah.
We'll come on to Dele Alli later.
Yeah, but that Simeone, can you remember the other year? This is one of the best pieces of shit. Like, all his staff must be shit houses as well. Remember when some team were on the break, on the attack, and one of the coaches rolled the ball out from the dugout. Rolled the ball out from the dugout.
Bastard.
Simeone got like sent off for it. Caused proper murder and that, but yeah, they'll definitely get through that group, I reckon. Who else is in it?
Leverkusen, Porto, and Club Rouge.
Yeah, see,
you'd fancy, I don't know, it's a toss up really between Leverkusen and Porto.
Yeah.
Porto will just get to the round of 16 and get Liverpool anyway.
Yeah,
that's a football conspiracy.
That is a football.
Liverpool play Porto every year in the Champions League.
And they always thrash them away from home.
Man City play Sporting Lisbon as well. That's another one.
That's a shout that you're
not having that one.
Nah, we'll go with that.
So, Group C. This is the group of death. Bayern, Barcelona, Inter and Victoria Pilsen.
Do you know what though? Do you know say you're Victoria Pilsen?
Yeah.
There. Like, if you're one of their fans, you're half made up that you're seeing all them teams play your team.
You're not going to go far anyway. Even if they get through the group stage, they're going out in the round of 16.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, you'll be made up, won't you? With that, like, who's it? Dortmund, Barca and Inter?
No, Bayern, Barca, Inter, yeah. All look at them grounds, you're going the Allianz Arena, you're going the Nou Camp, you're going the San Siro.
That'll be, do you know what? That'll be a boss group.
That'll be like the dream group.
It's one of them, do you know, say, like, whatever team, like, let's say a team has a, like, I don't know who the first fixtures between up with, like, Bayern Munich,
yeah,
Barca, and Inter there. But let's say one has a few dodgy results, the first few, the pressure's on then.
Let's have a look now, what the first? Yeah. Oh, yeah, the first. Celtic, yeah, wait one sec. What group are we on again? Barca play Victoria Pilsen on Wednesday the 7th, yeah.
Yeah. So Bayern Munich must play Inter.
Yeah.
So let's say Bayern Munich get beat there by Inter, the pressure's well and truly on them the next game. You know what I mean?
Inter on another side though. I think Matty said it on one of the podcasts actually, and he's talking about Perisic, but this goes for Inter as well. Not winners. Like, they've always got decent players, but they're not winners. Even though they've won the Champions League a few times, like. But.
Oh no, yeah, but I don't know. I think that's like. I could see that group going anyway. I could even see Barcelona dropping out of that.
So I see it there on the other side. I don't know how good they are. There's loads of teams now. I don't know what's because now we don't. You know the worst thing that ever happened to like some the Spanish football, it not being on Sky anymore.
Yeah.
Because it completely just forgot about. Like no one like knows how good the teams are.
Do you know what else it'll be?
What?
It used to be on ITV, didn't it? Yeah. Champions League, so I feel like you could just watch that, couldn't you? Whereas now it's all on BT, isn't it?
Yeah. I think La Liga have signed a deal with ITV4, don't know.
I think seen that the other day, yeah.
Not that we're promoting anyone, like, but that'd be good, like, to be fair.
Who would you say is getting through that group then?
I'd probably have to say Bayern. I think we'll come on to this later, but I think Bayern will probably be up there to win it.
Yeah.
The Champions League. I don't know, then Inter or Barca. You'd probably say Barca, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Have you seen him? Mané's had a good start, hasn't he, over in Bayern Munich?
There's always something happening that though, isn't it?
Yeah, did you see the free goal?
Kimmich?
The free kick.
Yeah.
Right, for anyone watching, I sort of explain the goal. It was like early on in the game, he had a free kick quite far out. And because of all the flares, I think it was Frankfurt they were playing, weren't they?
Yeah.
Because of all the flares the fans had let off, it's proper smoky. I reckon it might have hindered the keeper's view. So, do you know, I reckon?
That might be a football conspiracy, lad.
Yeah, do you reckon that was our fault?
What goal did that remind you of?
The Fulham player Byram's against Brentford and the
playoff final. That, but that's a good show. Fabio Aurelio.
No, against Chelsea.
Similar to that. But yeah, in that group then, yeah. So Bayern, Barca, Inter, Victoria Pilsen. Next group, Group D. Frankfurt are getting some mention on this podcast tonight. Frankfurt, Tottenham, Sporting Lisbon, and Marseille. What do you reckon?
See, Frankfurt, they looked good last year, didn't they, in Europa League? They'd done a job on West Ham in the semis.
Yeah, they did, to be fair.
So you'd fancy them, won't you?
Got beat like 6-1, though, didn't he, by Bayern first game? Or 5-1?
I think it was, yeah. Obviously,
it was a smoky goal, like, but... I mean, Danny actually was speaking to him about this. He was saying, like, he's fuming at that group. But it's crap. I reckon that's quite a good group. Frankfurt, Germany, Sporting Lisbon, Portugal, and then Marseille. I'd be made up of it, haven't whatever in the tournament and got them.
And all that'd be sick, won't it? But Spurs will coast through that, won't they? You'd imagine.
You'd think, like, wouldn't you? There's a few, like, sticky away teams there, like, but...
See, I sort of think, as long as you win your home games in your group stage, you're all right.
Yeah.
You sort of need 10 points, don't you, to get through?
Yeah.
10, 11 points.
You sometimes finishing first in a group is worse than finishing second.
Yeah, it's sort of look at the draw, isn't it? But no matter what group, some group winner this year is probably going to have Bayern Munich or Barcelona, aren't they?
Yeah. But then again, Barcelona. Frankfurt beat them, didn't he, last season? Like, what? Didn't he probably batter them at the new camp?
I think they were 3-0 up and then Barcelona scored twice late on. So it finished 3-2.
There were 30,000 fans there. Was that? That from Frankfurt, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nearly as many as Everton fans at Lille.
There's still some over there, lads.
So, yeah, in that group, do you reckon Tottenham? And then Frankfurt, then well, Sporting and Marseille, third and fourth.
Yeah.
Group A, AC Milan, Chelsea, Red Bull Salzburg and Dynamo Zagreb. Chelsea again, Costa.
You'd think so, won't you?
Yeah. I don't know what to make of Chelsea, to be honest.
They've had an indifferent start, haven't they?
Good word.
Well, big word for me, that.
Yeah.
Nah, they had that in Leeds as well, didn't they, the other day? Like, Leeds dominated them as well. Like, they were good value for that 3-0 win, weren't they? So, yeah. But...
You just fancied them over there.
Again, it's the issue of the time recording, because... There's still time left in the window. Obviously, Aubameyang, I think he's even more nailed on to go there now. Because yeah. I don't know if you've seen, but like, his house got broken into. He got attacked, didn't he?
Where?
In Barcelona, his house got broken into, and I think he got attacked as well.
Is that why he wants to move?
Well, I think he wanted to move before that, but you'd imagine with that happening to you there, you'd probably want to.
Yeah, it's true, like.
Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't want to stay in that house, would you? I wouldn't personally, like. No. So. And I think he'd be a good signing for them. Like, although he's a stopgap, I suppose, what have you got? Like a year
How old is he?
I think he's like 34, you know. So he's got.
Is he?
Yeah, like, you'd probably get a year or two out of him there, won't you?
Yeah.
But.
So going to talking about Aubameyang, did you watch the Arsenal thing, documentary?
See, I've only watched like the first half hour, but I've heard like mad things about it. Doesn't he just storm off from training or something?
Well, that Edu, whatever his role is, like sporting director,
Arteta,
and then someone else in like the boardroom. And, like, some journalist rings them and goes, like, Aubameyang's in Barcelona, you know. And they're like, what? And they've got to, like, react on the spot to, like, what are they going to do and that. And then they rejected the bid. And Aubameyang, like, turns up at Barcelona airport, makes, like, forces the move through. But, like, he stopped training, didn't he? For a bit. Remember he missed a chance against Everton in that game where Gray scored?
Oh, yeah, last kick of the game, weren't it?
Yeah. He missed that, and then, like, it all went sort of wrong after that, but Arteta probably weren't having him, now. Like, he probably put his foot down.
See, it's a mad one, isn't it? Because, like, you go from the start of, like, Arteta's reign there with Aubameyang. Like, he scored a double in the semi-final against City in the FA Cup, didn't he?
Yeah.
A double in the final to win the FA Cup, and that's probably, at times, that's probably, although I think Arteta has sort of came good and will come good.
Yeah.
That sort of did keep him in the job, didn't he? That FA Cup win, I feel like.
Yeah, I think, he was good as a manager, but then at one point, I don't know, people probably have seen it, but some people might not have, before the Tottenham game, and I think they won 3-0, or 3-1.
Yeah, I'm on it.
He won that game, right before that, he doesn't do the team talk, he gets the kit man that's been a lifelong Arsenal fan.
I've seen that, yeah.
But come on, like, you know, like, it's a derby anyway, is that really when you want to be hearing for a derby? Do you not want the tactics, you should be motivated anyway.
I know, but...
They know what that means.
At times, you've got to try things different, haven't you?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the other year, a bit of a throwback, this, Mourinho let the kit man do the team talk, didn't he, before they played City away and he won 1-0. So, but don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's been times when, like, someone's gave some big fucking pep talk. Like, come on, lads. Yeah. Some random, like, you know, like a kit man photographer or something. Yeah. And then it just went wrong.
Yeah, it's like...
Have you heard about the Blackburn team talk?
No.
Oh, I've seen it. Might have been under the cosh or something like that. But Blackburn were playing Man United, right? And before, it's Sam on the dice. Like, he was like, do you know, like the film 300? Yeah. And he's like, probably G'ing them up, like, it's us against them. And all this, they got beat 7-1.
The best team talk, the Warnock one.
Oh, that's
the goat, you know. I'd love to have him on here. Give me the team guest.
I don't know. Go shag misses on cars.
So we got going back to the Champions League. Chelsea, Milan, Salzburg. Yeah, I'd say Chelsea. I don't know how good Red Bull Salzburg are. I'd say Chelsea, Milan.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Great group, really, that is it. Then Group F, Real Madrid, Leipzig, Shakhtar Donetsk, and Celtic.
Yeah. Telling you what, though, they're playing in Poland, aren't they, at the minute, Shakhtar Donetsk?
Is that where they're playing, no?
I think they've only just got back playing as well, so in terms of fitness for their players...
I know, yeah.
Like, and especially with everything going on, it's going to be... it's going to be hard for them to sort of focus on that, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
You couldn't really call what's going to...
Or credit to them for playing.
I know,
The same, obviously off-topic, but Usyk beating Joshua... He's like Ukrainian and he's one of, you know what I mean? Joshua's comparing the war to being in Watford prison and that. Oh.
Can we quickly touch on that?
Yeah.
Well, what did you reckon then on Joshua Usyk?
I just thought, I went to the first one, didn't I? I live off that, don't I?
Yeah.
I went to the first one, but I just think he has his number sometimes. Just people are better than you lot stuff, aren't they?
Yeah.
And he's better at boxing than Joshua. Joshua's good, but I think after it, I don't know if he was concussed or whatever, but...
Yeah, see, I'm a very casual boxing fan, aren't I? But for me, it's just I don't know, he just got... that Usyk just done him, didn't he? He just seemed very... You could just notice the quality difference, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I could never... I think that could have went on forever, and I couldn't imagine Joshua landing that knockout or landing a heavy punch on him sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got that vibe,
too. No, he just doesn't look troubled, did he? But the bigger... I thought, to be honest, haven't he? In Jeddah, in Saudi Arabia. I was listening to Fight Disciples podcast this morning. And apparently you just can't have a drink whatsoever. And I think going forward, obviously the Saudis want to get into sport. They're not going to attract fans if you can't drink. I know it's a Muslim country. And that's what they do. But I don't know how they're going to accommodate that. But you're not going to want to go to a fight and not be able to drink, are you?
Yes, well, same here. But another thing which I picked up on, they kept on mentioning the sweat, didn't they? On the ring. Surely, that must be annoying as a fighter.
So, on the floor?
Yeah, because they kept on... the commentator kept on saying you need to sort that out. On the fight before as well, with that song.
Yeah.
They kept on referencing that. Mm. And I thought, if it's that hot and you're sweating that much, that do your head, isn't that? I don't know whether boxers are just all...
Boxing boots. I've never worn a pair of boxing boots, so I don't know if they get... Do you know what I mean?
I know, but just I know what you mean, though. It definitely does need to, be some sort of change. But even with the World Cup's getting hosted in...
Qatar,
yeah. And I don't think you're allowed to drink at stadiums there, and I very worry about, I don't know, this is off topic, but I worry about the World Cup in terms of the sense of quality with how hot it is there.
Was it originally they had the idea, I think I heard that somewhere as well, they had the idea to have aircon at the side of the pitch, and then you realise you can't air condition a stadium big.
Yeah, I think there was talk about spraying the players with water from the side as well.
Quick
shower when you're having a throw in, isn't
it? It's just a bit it will be interesting. Part of me thinks it'll be boss having a Winter World Cup. Imagine the dark nights going home knowing you've got game. But then again, it's a summer thing, isn't it? But yeah.
Just going on that, what do you reckon's next for Joshua then?
I'm not good, I don't know, maybe Wilder. I think he still sells tickets. He'll always sell tickets because Eddie Hearn could sell anything really, couldn't he? But I don't think he'll ever fight Fury, to be honest.
Yeah.
But then he's done it, we started on him, Fury.
See,
Mr. Contradiction himself, lad.
I know. Do you reckon he'll get back in the ring?
I think he'll fight Usyk, yeah. They're looking at December.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Where though?
That'd do numbers, that, wouldn't it?
I know it'll do numbers, but.
Well, it's wherever the money is, isn't it? But yeah. Should we go back to football now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Group F, Madrid, Celtic, that'll be a boss away for Celtic. Celtic will definitely beat Real Madrid 1-0 at home. You've heard it here first.
Oh, when they beat Barca, Tony Watt.
Yeah, where's he now?
Lads, he's back in Scotland, right, but he was in Belgium at one point, weren't he? I'm sure he streams FIFA than that, you know.
Tony Watt.
I'm sure he streams FIFA. Let's have a look.
He's only 28.
Shut up, lads.
He's at Dundee United currently.
Who was he at in Belgium?
Right, he's actually quite well travelled, actually. Where was he at in Belgium? He was at... Oh, he was at Standard Liège. Then he went to Charlton. Then he went to Cardiff. Blackburn, Hearts, OH Leuven.
Do you know what? Do you know what? You'd be great to have on the podcast. You have some stories.
St. CSK Sofia.
What?
And then he went. Then he went back to Motherwell and Dundee United. Isn't it mad the way footballers like that? It's just like you could have that highlight of your career.
Yeah.
I don't often think of another sport that's like that. Like if you're a boxer, the highlight of your career, and you get to the top of the game.
Yeah.
You went there as the trajectory. With football, he scored the winner against Barca. Little did you know it was the best thing that'll ever happen in his career.
Who was the other scorer for Celtic?
That night?
Yeah.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Give me a clue.
He scored against Liverpool the other year for Spurs. A rocket.
Oh. Wanyama?
Yeah.
Mad.
Scored an header.
See, in my head it was only 1-0.
No, it was 2-1. If you look at the stats, though, I'm sure Celtic have 11% possession. Barcelona 89.
So you had that group. Madrid winning, Leipzig second, and then Celtic and Shakhtar between them.
See, I think Celtic have a chance there, you know.
Leipzig are a decent side.
Rangers beat them last year.
Yeah, true.
Like, I don't know, I think so. If it was Celtic there, I'd be reasonably happy with that group.
Yeah. How far did I expect? I think if Celtic go into Europa, and yeah. The same goes for Rangers, they've got more of a chance of winning it. Imagine if they played each other in Europe.
I'd love to see 8 o'clock
on a Tuesday, lads.
Do
you reckon he changed the kickoff time?
Oh, but have you clocked this? Cardiff Swansea's always 12 o'clock, innit?
Yeah.
I feel like every time I see that, Bristol City's always 12 o'clock as well, innit?
Yeah.
I don't think they could, you know. I don't think UEFA would allow it. Maybe 6 o'clock, but everyone's just...
You used to do that with them, mate. I remember you used to get in from school, and it was like always the Russian game was at 5:30 or something.
Yeah.
And there was always snow on the pitch.
Do you reckon that... I reckon that would be one of the best games ever, like, you know. If they played each other in Europe.
I know. Remember when as far as this hasn't happened more, Liverpool United played in Europa League.
Yeah, yeah.
Coutinho scored a chip, didn't he?
Yeah, I think Liverpool...
Isn't that proper surprising, though, that you Liverpool United have never played in the Champions League? I think that's right. That's that.
I can't remember another time of them playing each other, like...
But if you think about how many times has Liverpool played Chelsea, United are always dead good during the same time, but you just never met any of the English teams. Arsenal.
It'd be boss, won't it? Like to see, like, you know, like City United in like Champions League or something like that.
I'd like to see the Champions. As it hasn't happened, to be fair, City and Liverpool in the Champions League final.
Oh no, that would
Liverpool defo win though.
You reckon?
Yeah, City lads. City don't want to know in the Champions League.
See, do you think there's a lot of pressure on Guardiola now to win it? Cause they're trying to sign some centre half from Dortmund as well today.
What's his name?
I don't know. Apparently, he's good on FIFA.
Is he? Let's have a look.
I don't know how much for, but I've seen a lot of people raving about it on Twitter.
Dortmund, centre-half.
Mm.
Man City.
But with the money Guardiola spent on it, I think there's got to be some sort of...
Manuel Akanji, never heard of him.
How much are they chatting?
A few quid, like. No, I don't know. 15 million, it says.
Oh, bloody hell, it's buttons, that's
not... 23's player, him, then. Well, that brings us on nicely to Group G with Man City and... So it's City, Sevilla, Dortmund, Copenhagen.
Do you know what? That's a very un-Man City group, though, isn't it? They usually always have him. Who's it who they always have? And is it Shakhtar Donetsk?
Yeah. They always play them. That's another football conspiracy.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they ever... Have you ever heard the hot name, Hot and Cold Balls shout about the draws?
Oh, I have
heard
that.
Like, sometimes in some draws, you put a hot and cold ball so you know what draw to do. Do you reckon it's ever been influenced, though? It is weird the way some teams play each other that much.
See, I think there's got to have... The amount of money in football, right? Mm. There's got to be some corruption, hasn't there?
I think the amount of anything that with a lot of money is corrupt. Somewhere along the line, but... It comes back to what you're saying, and Man City, just fancy them to win the group there.
Telling you what, though, that's a story in itself. Dortmund, I mean, Haaland's going back to Dortmund, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Sevilla, a decent side. Like, they'll drop into Europa League and get to the final again.
Yeah, just piss it, won't they?
Is Emery still there? Oh, he's not, is he?
He's Villarreal.
He won that
with them the other year, didn't he?
Dortmund, you'd fancy Dortmund and City there, wouldn't you, to go through?
Yeah.
Like, Copenhagen as well. Be good away, that, to be fair. Copenhagen.
Is that Denmark, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. And then Group H, finally. PSG, Juventus, Benfica, and Maccabi Haifa. Devil butchered the same spelling, not the same.
PSG and Juventus.
PSG, then. Yeah. PSG should win it. See, I seen them the other day. They win 8-0.
Oh, I think 7-0 away from home, in my opinion.
Against Lille. Yeah. Because loads of our fans are still there. PSG. You'd fancy Juve, wouldn't you? Benfica. They're another one, Juve, though. They always like bottle it in the Champions League.
That's PSG. There's like, whoever the manager is there. Whoever the manager is there. There's going to be so much pressure on him to win it.
Pochettino?
I don't think he's left, you know.
Has he, yeah? PSG, man.
I feel like we just come on this podcast and just get educated.
I know, Christophe Galtier. Weren't we linked with him at one point?
I don't know, who's he managed before, like? I recognise the name.
No, lad, he was that one that was from Lille.
The one who won the league of Lille?
Yeah, and he was at Nice.
All the raving, weren't he?
I know, yeah. PSG, Juventus, Benfica, and Maccabi Haifa. So, yeah, to be honest, who do you reckon's going to win it? There's not really many good groups there.
Just tying it back to PSG for a second. What do you reckon on Mbappe? He's got a proper power complex, hasn't he?
Just a baller, ain't he, lad?
No, but, lads, have you seen, like, all the strops he keeps throwing and that? Like, what do you think about, like, the latest contract he signed? It means he has, like, power, like, serious power at the club, doesn't he?
Say no, is he?
Like, no, but I mean, it's dude, I can like that he's proper got power hungry.
I don't think he's been power hungry, he's just been given the power. Like if you're a player there, you're not going to go, oh no, you can literally say I'm playing, probably.
Bet your LG wishes he was Mbappe.
Why?
I wish I had more.
No, but Mbappe's just, I don't know, I think he needs a move, to be fair.
Premier League?
Yeah, I don't know. Liverpool, I reckon. I don't think they can afford them, though.
It'd be a lot of money, won't he?
Yeah.
Well, do you want a week, $500,000?
I know that's lad, probably.
But yeah. But who'll win it this year?
It's hard to predict who'll win it, but I think let's just look at the semis. Let's choose four teams to come to the semis. City, Bayern, Real Madrid. Gotta always go with Real Madrid, haven't you?
Yeah.
Probably Liverpool.
That's probably a fair shout. I love it though, of like Liverpool and City got each other in like the rounds, or Chelsea and Spurs
Chelsea
got each other.
Chelsea always do all right in the Champions League, but unlucky last year against Real Madrid, barely.
Oh, not half when they were 3-0 up.
Yeah.
That was harsh, that, weren't it?
No.
I thought that was going to be the turning point for Timo Werner. Do you know when he got the third?
Yeah.
Just, it's mad how it never worked out for him, really, weren't it?
I remember watching him in lockdown when everyone was watching German football, and he was unbelievable. Him and Havertz, I know they were in different teams, but they were like the two standouts in that league. And obviously Haaland as well, but...
And he just went back to Leipzig now, hasn't he?
What do you think of Havertz?
See, the way I look at it, he scored the winner in the Champions League final, the winner in the Club World Cup as well.
Yeah.
Sort of paid for his fee himself there, hasn't he, by scoring the winner in the Champions League final?
He never impresses me when I watch him. He's like Pulisic, lad. I reckon he's awful, Pulisic. How many chances does he miss? Missed loads in the League Cup final against Liverpool. Honestly. So Champions League. That's that section done.
Well, what do you reckon is the best Champions League match of all time?
No, good question. It's got to be that Barca against PSG one.
The 6-1?
Yeah.
That's no what? That's a good answer.
Gotta be, lad. If you think about it, that's like probably impossible.
6-1, weren't it?
What do you reckon?
See, I proper love watching. I must have been about 11 at the time. Do you know my name? Chelsea went to the new camp. John Terry got sent off for me and Alexis Sanchez.
Lad, that was so...
2-2.
And Torres scored.
Yeah, lad.
Do you know what's underrated? Do you know what is actually an underrated goal? Ramirez's goal in that game.
Oh, what a goal. The chip?
Yeah.
Yeah, lads. What a goal that was. Messi missed the pen in that game as well, didn't he?
Chelsea had some luck on that, like, that day and in that run in general.
Like, how do you beat that? That's also, like, prime Guardiola, prime Messi.
Inter beat them, didn't he? One season as well, season before.
09, 10 season. Inter Milan done a job on them, didn't he?
Yeah.
They won 3-1 at the San Siro, and then they had a man sent off at... The new camp, that's the one where Mourinho goes up to go Guardiola and goes, it's not over yet.
When he runs on the pitch and he's in the sprinklers on.
Victor Valdez is like in his ear pure screaming at him.
Victor Valdez had a name I haven't heard for years, lad. Ended up with Borough and United. Somehow. Then you go from Barca to Borough.
I think he might have, you know.
Mad though. So yeah, we done with that Champions League section.
Do you know, one more go underrated on, game. Remember when Liverpool drew 4-4 against Chelsea?
Yeah.
That was a cracking game, that. Can I watch that?
We should have some boss games, Liverpool and Chelsea, didn't he?
Papa, I see, when the Champions League was on ITV, it just seemed better. I don't know if it's nostalgia from, like, when you're, like...
you were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that.
Like, I don't know whether kids now are going to, like I sort of feel a bit disconnected from football. I don't know whether it's an age thing. Not disconnected, but, like...
I know what you mean.
But I don't know if it's an age thing, but I don't know whether the kids who, like, who are about 10 now... In 10 years, are going to be like, tonight, the way we are about, like, sort of...
Like, they'll be like that about, like, the Liverpool team. And even that, like, I don't know why. I don't know how it's gone, isn't it, a bit? The magic of it. Of the Champions League, to be fair. What? What are you laughing at, man?
Magic of the Champions League.
Because we have never been in it. But, yeah. Are we done?
Yeah.
So, Europa League, we'll go through this quick, because I think there's... Yeah. Arsenal, PSV, Vodar Glimt. FC Zurich. Sorry, you'd say Arsenal there, wouldn't you? Yeah. PSV, because Bramford's there. And, Group B, Dynamo Kiev, Rene. Definitely pronounced that wrong. Fenerbahce and AEK Larnaca. Oh, to be honest, your guess is as good as mine, nearly. Group C, Roma, Ludogorets. You know Ludogorets? Wasn't reminded of. That Ozil goal, where he scoops it.
Yeah, lads.
And it sits through defenders on the floor, boss. HJK, Real Betis.
Do you know what? Roma there, Mourinho managing them.
Fancy them.
Yeah.
You would, wouldn't you?
Might as well be called the Jose Mourinho Agenda podcast, this, mightn't it?
Oh, I know. Do you reckon he'll ever get back to, obviously, Roma, a good side? Do you think he'll ever get back to top level?
I thought you were going to say, do you reckon he'll ever get back to us?
Group D, Braga, Malmo, Union Berlin, and Union Saint-Germain. What's that? Union Saint-Gilles. This is awful Europa League this season. Do you know when we're in the Europa League? You always get like a Champions League group.
I know, lads. I'd love to get into the Europa League, you know.
I would love to get in the Conference League.
Like, do you know where the run West Ham at last year? Look, boss, didn't it?
Oh, no. It's probably affecting them negatively this season, though.
To be fair, though, they're in the Conference League this year, aren't they? That could be their best way into Europe, really, couldn't it?
Mm. Group E, Man United, Real Sociedad, Omania, and Sheriff. I'd probably say United.
Two former David Moyes sides there, isn't it?
I know, yeah. Remember, mad the way he managed in Spain, Moyes?
No.
Doesn't suit it.
He beat Barcelona 1-0 with him, Real Sociedad, you know.
Did he, yeah?
Mm.
So, yeah, you say United there.
Yeah.
Lazio, Feyenoord, Midtjylland, and SK Sturmgras. These groups are awful, you know.
They're mad, aren't they?
And then Group G, Olympiacos, Qarabag, Freiburg, Nantes. Do you know when we were in Europa League? I don't even imagine it. Why did the group seem so much better?
I don't know. Well, what did we have the other year?
Wolfsburg, Lille.
And then the year after we had Atlanta. And Lyon.
That's a hard group, isn't it? Like, that's harder than some of them Champions League groups. Group H is Shivrinas of that Red Star Belgrade. They've changed the name now.
Might have to change that because it's...
I don't know. I don't have a clue why.
Mad, though.
Monaco, Ferenc Varos, they're Portuguese, and Trabzonspor. Like, Gobabman's gone. That Europa League, to be honest. You'd probably fancy Arsenal there. Arsenal or United.
Depends how Arsenal are getting on in the league, though, doesn't it? Saying that all of the group games has got to be played before the World Cup, innit?
Do they?
That's mad, that, isn't it?
When does the World Cup, like, start?
No, November. Does she, like?
So they're going to be playing flat out every week?
Champions League and all the Europa League and Conference League, I think they're, like, basically playing two games
a week. Six match days, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Each 6 weeks. When did it start on September the 7th? That's it, running close, like, really. To play, I reckon there's going to be awful injuries in January. January, February time.
Yeah, well,
like,
we're playing Bournemouth in the League Cup, right? And that's not till November.
No, yeah, I know. And then we played them again the same week in the league.
But yeah, that's going to be mad for all them sides now. Like, do you need some serious squad depth now with the five subs in the Premier League?
Yeah. On a, well, what do you reckon of that rule? Five subs? Do you reckon it's affected it much? I don't.
I thought it'd have, we'll see as the season goes on, but I did think it'd affect it a lot more than it has so far.
You don't really notice as much, do you? I think it makes the games better. There's more energy in the game.
Yeah, I haven't seen it benefit us yet, so.
No, I know.
But it's like, I don't think you're allowed to just say, I thought, like, let's, like, at the weekend, obviously City came from behind against Palace, but yeah, beside the point, I thought, like, you know, when half an hour in, yeah, I thought you could just drag three players off and bring three more on, but you can't. You've got to do it at certain times, haven't you?
Oh, do you?
I think, yeah.
How many can you bring off at once? You can't just do five for five.
I think just like certain, it's weird the rule.
So like every so many minutes.
Yeah, because I was thinking, do you know, like half an hour into the game, something's going wrong for like City.
You just throw five.
I thought Guardiola, yeah, get off, get off, get off.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think you're allowed to do that. So I think, I don't know, I think it's, Lampard was for, weren't he?
Yeah, I don't see why, because we can't have, don't we have five good players on the bench half the time?
I know. Speaking of players, what do you reckon on my pay?
Go decent, just like, it's a French Stephen Naismith, lad, isn't he? He's just like, he'd be solid 7 out of 10, but say when he's playing against like better teams, I reckon he'll just drift out the game.
Oh, see, the way I've looked at it, I looked at his goal record, and I think it was like 8 goals, 10 goals, 9 goals, something like that.
Yeah.
That's about the same as what Richarlison was getting for us.
No, no.
So if he can sort of get them goals for us.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not expecting them to get 15 plus.
No, no. So what I mean? Pay for him?
15 million, I think. He's in the last year of his contract as well. But let's say you get between 8 to 12 for the next few years.
Yeah.
Can't really complain, can you?
No, not really. Especially with Calvert-Lewin coming back. Say if Calvert-Lewin's hopefully still, well, legs made of breadsticks, like, but if he still gets like 15 goals, then Mopay's getting 10. Dwani Gray gets about 5 or 6. Gordon's might hopefully start scoring it if he stays, that is. He looks like he's staying, I reckon, though.
Yeah, it can all change fast, though, because Tuchel's been moaning about the board, and he at Chelsea. Speaking of moaning about boards, have you seen that Scott Parker just got kicked out straight after that Liverpool game?
See, I've seen people saying he's a disgrace today.
I think he, in this press conference after the game, he sort of just slated the players on the board, you know.
Did he, yeah?
I'm fair, but I don't think they've spent much at all, Bournemouth.
No, I seen a tweet that you wouldn't recognise any of the players if you walk past them in the street. And it's true. I reckon the promoter teams think we're more than likely going to go down. So there's no point investing that much money. And then they get them parachute payments when they go back down.
Tell that to Forest, lad. 19 players they've signed.
100% all going to go wrong now. Somewhere along the line.
See, but I seen, apparently they had like 8 players on loan last season, you know.
19, so, no. Do you know what I mean?
Don't know, it is a bit mad, like.
Yeah.
It is a bit mad, but that many, like, with having that many players on loan.
Yeah.
You need to invest, don't you?
Yeah, so we answer a few questions from the listeners.
Go ahead.
Finish off. Rate Everton's transfers. Someone's put. The blue underscore EFC. I support Rate Everton's transfers.
It's right, lad. That's hard to say. Cause
it is, isn't it?
It's not really done yet, but I'd say if we get Garner Gay.
Rate them out of 10, each one.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, Mopay, let's go with him first. It's hard to say, isn't it, so far? If you looked at previous, I'd say 6 to 7 out of 10. He's just a, he's not shit. He's, well, not taking us to the next level.
Do you know what I'm going to say? I think we could have spent an extra 3 million on him and gotten him before the Chelsea game, first game of the season. Costing all them points, which I think we probably would have been, well, probably would beat Forest and maybe got, probably would have got a draw against Chelsea and a draw against Villa if we had a striker. I think it changes the games, me, having a striker rather than going.
Yeah, the Villa game, I agree.
Forest game, that's what I reckon. I know it's all in theory, but it infuriates me the fact that we didn't just go and get him before the Chelsea game.
Yeah, and you've done that to save money.
Everton for you, lads. Fail to prepare. Prepare to fail, lads.
Yeah, that's good, that.
So I'll probably give him a six out of 10, but if they would have signed him earlier when we really needed them,
yeah,
I would have said a 7.
Yeah, so McNeil, not sure at all about him. I'm not gonna lie, like.
I want him to prove me wrong. He just doesn't look like he offers anything.
Do you know, he's got a couple of decent ball in the box, that's it.
The English Andy van der Meijden.
No, but like he doesn't really have pace, does he? Doesn't really look like he can finish. Like when I seen him against Dan O'Keefe, okay, I thought he's gonna be world beater, but that doesn't look like it, does it?
When he starts playing on the wing properly,
yeah,
you'll get a better idea. I've been shoehorning him. Is that what you say? Yeah, throwing him up.
Shoehorning him. Anyway, it's got more indifference than shoehorning.
Do you know what? At present, I'll probably give that a 4 out of 10, you know. Yeah. I think you could have spent that money better elsewhere.
Who else have you signed?
Tarkowski on a 3.
See? I thought he hasn't... I don't know, it's early days, but I think it's playing in that 5, though.
Yeah, well, with what
way... Cody's look solid.
I'd probably give Tarkowski a 7, because about a year ago...
Mm.
You're talking about, what, 20 million for him or something?
Yeah.
Getting him on a 3. Connor Cody on a loan, not really much risk with it. I'd give that a 7.
Are you 6, on loan?
7.
Yeah.
Does that left back, Virginia?
Vinagre?
Yeah.
Virginia. West Virginia.
Just give him a 5.
I don't reckon he'll play much, mate.
I can see why we got him on a loan, though. I think you should always use your loans. Don't know, Miss Gardy.
We used to do that really well.
Hello. Manuel Fernandez, lad.
Boy, that goal against United. That underrated Premier League goal.
Streamer.
Someone's put Luke Purcell _ just put Everton relegation.
Was he a lad done to press us?
See, lad, he's like, are we better than 3 other teams in the league? But better than Bournemouth.
As I think I see one 5-a-side, 4-a-side, but they give them a run for the money.
Born by saying it, I don't know who they're going to bring in.
Do you know what? You can already see.
They're definitely going to beat us.
You can see our game at, it's called the Vitality Stadium. You can already see that already, can't you?
No.
Junior Stanislas, who's probably not even there anymore, just rock up for one game.
So do you reckon we got relegated? I don't really want to say.
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna try and be positive and say we'll finish. We'll be sound. Hopefully.
Yeah.
For the sake of myself.
Someone it's _ Charlie Hajj. I hope I pronounced that right. HAJ. The rise and fall of Dele Alli. And I think this is an interesting one. This. Why has it gone wrong for him so quickly? Do you
see, imagine saying to someone in 2016-17 season. And Dele Alli's had that amazing season for Spurs last season at White Hart Lane.
Mm.
Imagine saying, in 6 years, you'd be going to Besiktas on loan from Everton.
It's mad, isn't it?
You would have thought he was going to go on and be amazing, wouldn't you?
He was amazing, though. It's not like he was, you're not like he's one of them young players. He's not like Gordon, where he's got potential. He was doing it. Like every week, what was his stats? I'll get his stats. What season was that?
16-17. He's double figures in assists and goals.
Do you know it was 18-15? Either way.
I'm going to say 19-12.
What season was it, sorry?
16-17.
Yeah, 37 games. 9 Premier League goals. 2 in the Champions League. 2 in the FA Cup. But, like, I think his assists was...
Well, you seem like it's mad, isn't it? What you put the fall down to?
I don't know. I don't like.
Do you think he's a case of a player peaking too early?
But it wasn't like. Sorry, it was 18 assists. What one or the other way? It was 18. Might have been 18 goals and 9 assists, or 9 goals and 18 assists.
It's good going, that though.
Either way, it's good going, isn't it? But yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's a confidence. You don't know what's going on in his personal life. A lot of people saying maybe he's just lost the love for the game.
Well, see, I seen him. Can't remember what podcast it was on, but they were talking about Danny Drinkwater, and obviously he moved from Leicester to Chelsea. Yeah. Sort of went downhill, and he was saying like he lost both of his grandparents.
Yeah.
Within a year, his dog passed, and it's like that's gonna fuck you, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Mate, Dele Alli, he might come out after his career and maybe say, "Yeah, we weren't really in it," and.
Quick, though, ain't he? It's a very quick descent. Like,
it's sad in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Did you ever think it was going to work for him at Everton?
No.
See, I thought this season, in pre-season, he scored twice against Blackpool, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, John.
And I thought, maybe this season, Lampard might have a role for him. He might kick
on. He started once, you know, in the league for us, I'm sure. It was once.
It's crazy, isn't it? I just thought...
Could I argue he hasn't had a chance, but there must be a reason why he hasn't been playing him.
I know.
If anyone was going to get something good out of him, though, it was Lampard, who this used to be that midfielder arriving late in the box. Ali just hasn't done that.
I know, it's like a lot of people straight away have probably jumped, oh, he must be lazy in training and stuff like that, but...
Some players are lazy in training, like notoriously it's like lazy,
It's like the interview which we referenced at the start with Mourinho, saying to him, like...
You'll regret it when you're 50 type thing.
And he might, but it's sad. It's kind of sad.
Do you think he ever has any way back?
I'd be very surprised if there was...
If he ever played for Everton again, or just didn't come back to the Premier League.
See, I don't think he'll come back to Everton with all the clauses and that £40 million transfer.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of it we've got to pay when he's played so many games, so I think that's why he hasn't been playing.
Yeah.
Maybe he've looked at it and went, financially, we can save this money.
Yeah.
Invest it better. And so they've went, loan them out.
It's not worth it.
I reckon he's on a fair whack for wages as well. He's on £100 grand a week, isn't he? Isn't he? You'd imagine.
It's mad the way he's 26, 27, though. Like,
maybe he goes to Besiktas, finds like a new lease of life there. Maybe there's less distractions in Turkey for him.
Did you see all the fans when he signed? Like, mad, aren't they, in Turkey? Someone's seen the tweet about it. Or, like, if they had the backing with the TV, like, the fan base in Turkey, incredible.
That'd be mad, wouldn't it?
I seen on Under the Cosh, it was Kevin Campbell. I'm sure he played with Sabres and Sport.
Mm.
Might have been two clubs in Turkey, actually.
Yeah.
Definitely one, he said, after he got beaten in the derby, everyone was like, all the fans, but outside the training ground, like shooting fireworks in at them and that.
Oh, I don't know, sadly. It's the other year, I'm sure Sport and Lisbon finished third in the league or something.
Yeah.
And all the fans went to the training ground, started smashing the cars up and that.
It's mad, isn't it? But yeah,
but on the flip side, they proper love you, don't they, when you're doing well?
That's like, that's any fan.
It's dangerous, isn't it, lads?
But yeah, that's, anything else then we haven't touched on so far?
See, Dele Alli, maybe he goes there and then next season a promoted side might take a chance on him or something.
Yeah.
Because I don't think a lot of sides in the league now, especially like top half and like...
Gamble on players.
Yeah.
Don't need to.
I know.
It's an expensive gamble as well, isn't it? Well, talking of actually today, this has happened. Barkley's been released. Seen Alan Myers put up before. Ross Barkley's a free agent.
Oh, I don't want him anywhere near Everton myself. Like,
do you not reckon he's like a similar sort of to Dele Alli?
He's
not as good as what Dele Alli was, like. But.
I know. I don't know. I just don't want him back, me.
No, I don't. To be honest,
it's like
it stinks, doesn't it?
Like, yeah, lad, it's proper. Yeah. Like, it's so backwards.
I can't see where he ends up.
I can't see him in the Premier League, but I did see a tweet today saying apparently he might end up in the Scottish Premier League.
For who? Celtic or something?
It must be Celtic or Rangers. I don't think anyone else would have the wage budget to...
No. I think some of them players are best going abroad, to be honest.
Mm.
Yeah, but I wouldn't...
Do you think he's clever enough to learn another language, lad?
What's this thing about Barkley being stupid?
Oh, well, come on, lad. He definitely is. Definitely can't count to 10.
Probably counts as wages, lad. It's the week.
How old are you, Ross?
Don't know.
2010. Random.
Before we get finished up.
Random Premier League football of the day, lad.
You go first.
Stephen Hunt.
Ooh. That's Niall, but that'd be boring, wouldn't it? He's going with his brother.
What? Niall. He has a brother?
Yeah, Niall Hunt. They both used to play for Reading. Never knew that. Yeah. Nathan Delfonso. There's my.
Do you know what? Here's another one. Just going to throw him in there. Nicky Shorey.
Remember him?
Left back, weren't he?
Hull? No, West Brom. West Brom. Fulham. And played for West Brom, I think.
I think he had a Villa as well. Played for half the league, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he has a cap for England.
You might be right there. What player? Here's a question for you. What player had one cap and one goal?
Oh, he's the absolute championship goat. What's his name, lad? That's going to do my head in.
He's Scouse.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'm onto his, the one where he just boots it when it's on the line.
On the line, boots it. I don't know who was against, like.
Oh, what's his name? What? Just say it, lads.
David Nugent.
Oh, they.
Yeah, that's a good one, though. So, yeah, well, we have another section now, don't we? Most underrated Premier League goal.
Have you ever seen Cameron Jerome's goal against Liverpool for Birmingham?
Yeah.
Screaming. And he's got one. I think he scored another against Southampton for Stoke. Another screamer for you there.
I'm trying to think of one here. See, for me, underrated goals, tough, I think.
I know.
Do you know what is underrated? It might be rated by Everton fans. Kale's overhead kick, lad, against Chelsea.
I know.
And that white kid.
Do you know what, right? You won't watch this goal again the same now for anyone watching either. I want to be that James McFadden's defo shooting. The crossing, he's defo shot.
Do you mean the crossing?
Like the crossing to Kale, lad. Like, he's defo.
I was thinking of his Charlton goal and that's underrated.
Yeah, he's defo shot. Yeah, and when you watch the goal back as well, in the Chelsea end, you can see some Everton fans celebrating.
That's good knowledge, that, you know.
It's me dad. No, but there is an Everton fan celebrating on the Chelsea end. But yeah.
Have you got anything more before we finish up, or are we all done?
Please, if you've enjoyed, give us a 5-star review on Spotify
and Apple Podcasts.
I know it proper helps us out, that, you know. Yeah,
and we really appreciate that. And also, please keep liking and subscribing on YouTube. Tell your mates, tell your family, tell your dog, tell anyone. So yeah, thanks very much, and we hope you enjoyed it.
Nice one.